Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio. It's a Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Today got stacked up a bit. That's okay. That's not very common for this show, but it happened. It happened today, and we will deal with it. And it's a good thing. It's a good thing. Not something we do very often, but it just fell that way today. We have coming up out of break one, hour one, Brett Ciancia, Pick Six Previews. I see a lot of you commenting, ordering his stuff, his content, and you are enjoying it. Good news. Good news there. Good to hear. He'll be with us here shortly. Top of hour two, down to Louisiana and Blake Ruffino. We'll check in. That's every Wednesday as well. He is an outstanding addition to the show a couple of years ago. We have added a few more today. On this Wednesday edition. Am I skipping somebody? I might be. Hour two, we will have from Hoover, Alabama, Ole Miss Evie. Many of you know Ole Miss Evie. She is outstanding. She was there yesterday. It was Baby Kiff's day, among others. And he was pretty good. Yeah, Baby Kiff's really good at the podium. And we'll talk about that a little bit, little Ole Miss conversation and others with Ole Miss Evie. And later we will have Jeff Ketchum. That's right, I got catch. Line catch up for the show. And he will check in with us about 20 minutes into hour number three. Did I leave anybody out here? Am I skipping somebody? Is there something I have omitted from the list? Pick Six Previews, Blake Ruffino, Ole Miss Evie, Jeff Ketchum. Yeah, I so seldom guessed it up like that I was worried there. I forgot to promote somebody. Get into the show and then, hey Bill, what about me? What happened here? Why are you not promoting me? No, I think I got everybody there. Yeah, I think we're good. The F&M Bank Hotline, 615-844-5600 from the Strike and Spare Studios. If you want to tweet the show, that is always encouraged, at Bill is King on Twitter, and email the show, BillIsKing7@gmail.com. Day three SEC Football Media Days coming up. ACC starts today. Big Ten begins, if I've got my calendar correct, tomorrow up in Indianapolis. Today, you got Nikki. He's in there. Clark Lee, Vanderbilt. Mike Leach and also Jimbo. That's what's happening on Wednesday. I'm sure you saw the news. Saban was speaking in Texas at a high school association on Tuesday, and somehow name, image, likeness came up, and he said that Bryce Young, who is yet to start a down, now I'm a big Bryce Young fan, so I'm not saying that to be disparaging, but again, who is yet to start a down at Alabama already has about $1 million in name, image, likeness agreements. Now, I don't know if that money's already hit his pocket or not, or if that's contracts that are coming, or I don't know the specifics. I frankly don't really care. But there's you a number. Now, we were talking, because the news really isn't all that plentiful out there about name, image, likeness. So we see the stories about agreements that, for example, just random. This is just random. The Notre Dame offensive line has. They got a pizza deal, and they have a barbecue deal. Now, again, it's not, I don't think it's anything like Bryce Young money, but players or units are getting some deals done, but there's not a lot of that out there news. I mean, there's some. The Bryce Young news is obviously big. That's a number right there. That's a number you could go, okay, I hear you. You would think, now, the Alabama quarterback's going to command significant money. I'm not shocked there. We didn't know really what it would look like, and maybe that's just the beginning for him. Maybe that's not even the big money. I don't know. But Nick actually offered that up on Tuesday, and it was everywhere. It was everybody in the media was talking about it. Even Lane Kiffin, who was at the podium, and somebody brought it up to him, was taken aback. Not in a bad way. Just talking about the money that some of these folks can command. And it will be interesting to follow this into the future. I saw Gene Chizik on the SEC Network talking about this, something we've discussed a bunch. What is this, and not the Bryce Young story, but just in general, what's this going to do to locker room chemistry? And there are going to be some problems here, because not everybody's going to get taken care of. And what happens when you got, let's say you got a hotshot quarterback who's already on campus, and then you sign another one, and the newer one gets a much better deal than the one you've already got. He walks in there, he hadn't done a darn thing yet, you've been working your butt off, you're also highly recruited, but you're already there. You're establishing yourself. You got your deal. New hotshot comes in with a much better deal than you. What's that going to be like for locker room chemistry? Don't tell me that's not a thing. Don't tell me players won't care. Folks, this is about the money. They will care. A lot of interesting what-ifs out there regarding this topic. Alabama today, Vanderbilt, Mississippi State, and Jimbo, as I mentioned. There's another day tomorrow at the SEC Hoover location for the meetings. That'd be Missouri Thursday, Eli Drinkwitz, Arkansas, Sam Pittman, Auburn's Brian Harsin. Thought Baby Kiff was good yesterday at the podium. He talked about the offense and Matt Corral, and they can cut down on interceptions and things. He could have a superior year. Another one, except the number is a little cleaner than a year ago. And obviously, they've got a lot of work to do on the defensive side of the ball to get people stopped. But feel like with the spring practice and with a little more normalcy, I hate that word, that they can be a lot better down in Oxford this year. He was good. He was funny. I didn't notice every coach yesterday. Josh Heupel, I watched a little bit of that. Now, Josh Heupel's not going to be some dynamic guy at the podium. That's not what he does. No worries. No worries at all. But, yeah, I had the SEC Network on yesterday a good chunk of the day, along with Bloomberg on the other channel, and there were some interesting items there. Nothing that stood out. Tom up in Milwaukee points out, heck, Bill, that's better money than the AAF or the XFL. Yeah, for the guys at the top, yeah. Yeah, that's true. That's true. Noah Cav, Bill, did you see there was a rumor out there going around that Kiff had knocked up a cheerleader?
I did.
Yeah, I did. I think I saw every minute of him at the podium. I don't think that came up. Not sure, but I don't think. Did you see where Deion? Now, this is supposedly at the SWAC media days. Deion got up and walked off in a snit because somebody called him Deion. Something like you wouldn't call Nick Saban Nick. Would you people call Nick Saban Nick all day? What are you talking about, Deion? If indeed that's what happened. Now, there was a story that he walked off in a snit on Tuesday because somebody didn't call him coach or something. They called him Deion. So your real first name isn't acceptable? It's disrespectful? How many times you think you hear somebody say Nick? People say Nick all the time. I don't know where Deion's getting off there. RJ over in South Carolina, big LSU fan. Bill, good for Bryce Young. Maybe he should give up his scholarship since tuition is now chump change for him. That means Bryce Young right now is not only getting hundreds of thousands of dollars in tuition, room and board, support, athletic facilities, access, tutors, whatever you need, but a seven-figure agreement on top of that. Bryce Young, by the time he finishes, let's just say he goes 3 years at Alabama, and I'm not predicting it. I'm just saying, let's just say it's 3 years. He hadn't even started a game yet. I'm not pushing it other than just what if. What if it's just 3 years? He will probably have made in stuff and cash together 3 to 5 million bucks. Now, it may be way more than that. Maybe this seven figures is just the tip. I'm just raw. I'm speculating here. And that's what we want for the game, right? Now, again, I'm happy for him. It's not his fault. He's just taking advantage of the new setup. I don't blame him at all. That's a positive, healthy step for the game, right? Bracciancia, when we come back. Pick Six Previews. We are presented on this Wednesday by the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Watching traffic pick up quite a bit, actually, in the last few minutes here on 109. Trying to work your way towards the interstate here in Wilson County. Still looks good right now. Coming down 65 through Madison. Had that earlier crash on OHB ramp there at I-24 south of town. And just some flashing lights in that area. Ripley's Aquarium. PJ Party with the Penguins coming up at the end of the month. Check it out at Ripley's Aquarium of the Smokies.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Radnor Wine and Spirits has been serving the greater South Nashville area since 1976. Locally owned and operated, we're here to help you celebrate anniversaries, birthdays, or anything you have to celebrate. We have a large selection of wine, spirits, and high-gravity beers that can fulfill any want you have. Visit us at 2635 8th Avenue South in Nashville, or give us a follow on Instagram at RadnorLiquor615. Log on to the new website, RadnorWineAndSpirits.com. That's Radnor Wine and Spirits in Nashville.
So the dream was to build your very own law practice, be your own boss, call all the shots. But have things like billing, HR, timekeeping, and all the other management stuff turned your dream into a nightmare? Take charge of your practice with Lexicon. We're the intersection of practice management software and legal support services for your firm. You'll get more billable and livable hours back. Lexicon marks the spot for all your practice management needs. Visit lexiconservices.com/intersection to get the whole story or schedule a demo.
George Plaster and Watson Brown to talk with you about a friend of ours, Jody Jones Dentistry. And Watson, we've both visited this beautiful new studio he has in the Music Row area. Man, it is spectacular.
It sure is. And I've known Jody George since he was a kid. His mom and dad, Doug and Lucy, are as good of friends as I have. It was an honor to coach Jody at Vanderbilt. And Jody was one of those tough guys, very smart, highly competitive, unbelievable work ethic. It does not surprise me that he's had a wonderful dentist practice as he does.
22 years worth, and it includes cosmetic dentistry, veneers, crowns, laser bleaching, and they have a hygiene department with microscope technology. If you want an appointment, you simply call them at 615-259-5100 or go on their website, jodyjonesdds.com.
Hey, Bill King here. You want to get your business on my show? Let me explain something. Our advertisers are not just local. We have such a huge streaming audience that our advertisers are everywhere. So if you want to grow your business, you want us to help you do that, email BillisKing7, that's number 7, BillisKing7 at gmail.com. We'll get right back to you. We'll get your business on the radio, and we'll help you grow your business. Contact us if you want your brand to grow on my show, BillisKing7 at gmail.com.
He gives you a wide latitude on topics because Bill King isn't afraid of your telephonic interaction. 615-844-5600.
Yancey, Pick Six Previews on Wednesdays. Hearing a lot of compliments about all of his information. People have ordered it. They've got it. They're studying it up. Brett, good morning to you, sir.
Hey, good morning, Bill. Thanks for having me on, and thanks for the praise, and thanks to all the listeners out there that have supported and purchased the book and downloaded it and have messaged me. I appreciate it.
You paying much attention to the SEC football media days?
You know, it's rough timing for me. With the book release on Sunday, I've been doing a lot of radio, as you can imagine, a lot of radio podcasts. So I tried to keep some tabs on it, but it's just tough timing for me. But I saw Shane Beamer won the first day, and we'll see about the rest of the week.
Ole Miss yesterday, Lane Kiffin. Give us some of your thoughts on year two and some balance maybe with that defense getting better.
Yeah, that's spot on, because I think everyone knows the offense by now. You've seen it. It's an offense that spreads the field sideline to sideline. They go fast tempo, and when they think they have a mismatch, they take a vertical shot, and they hit on them too. That's the thing. So I think the offense is great. They have Matt Corral. One of the best quarterbacks in the country, statistically, a great running back duo, and an experienced offensive line. But the difference now, you spoke about balance, is they fixed the defense up a little bit. You know, they got Otis Reese back healthy. But what they did at defensive tackle was they signed not only the number one, but number one and number two junior college defensive tackles in the country. So experienced transfers coming in, you know, fortifying the middle of that defense. So I think you're going to have a better defensive product, and they placed in my top 25 in the book.
Brett Ciancia, Pick Six Previews, checking in this morning as he does every Wednesday. Josh Heupel spoke yesterday. Really don't know what the quarterback situation is going to be yet. I'm thinking Harrison Bailey, but that might not be the right choice. I'm not sure what they're going to do yet. Well, I guess we'll find out in camp.
Yeah, it's going to be a heck of a quarterback battle. Even a guy like Brian Maurer, I think that he had recently recruited the UCF. There was some connection there, so maybe that's a good fit for his offense. Of course, two experienced Power 5 transfers coming in from Virginia Tech and Michigan. So that one, I mean, you have a lot of candidates there, and that'll be one to keep tabs on because they all bring different talents to the table, and it's a matter of what he wants to design his offense around. So, yeah, that one's going to be fascinating. I do have Tennessee a little bit lower in the rankings due to this huge transition they're undertaking on offense, and given the mass amount of transfers out of there. I think it was 27 transfers that left Knoxville. I mean, that's the most in the country. I know you hear about transfers everywhere, but they had the most of them, and they were star players and All-American candidates too. So definitely a transition season down there.
Kentucky had their day down in Hoover, and Coach Stoops, Mark Stoops, was there. Tell you what, they're sneaky good. They're very physical up front, Brett. They've got two running backs they absolutely love. I guess the problem offensively is they're wanting to be balanced with the passing game, with the vertical aspect of the passing game, and they're not satisfied there yet.
Yeah, you know, Kentucky, they remind me of an old Big Ten West team, a Big Ten West program that's built around the offensive line, and give Mark Stoops credit for that. You know, historically they've struggled up front, but he's got it so that they're churning out NFL draft picks and all SEC guys up front. They even added Rosenthal, a multi-year starter from LSU, who was kicked off the team for, you know, off-the-field stuff, but he comes in and is a day-one starter for them. So offensive line, very strong. Chris Rodriguez really flying under the radar. I have him on my all-SEC team as a running back. But you're right, the difference is that they had zero passing. Of course, in 2019, they literally had a receiver there, Bowden, running the Wildcat. And to their credit, it worked. But in 2020, they couldn't throw the ball either. So even if they have any threat at all of passing, I think this becomes a top 25 caliber team, or at least near that threshold. So, yeah, they got to fix the passing attack to really compete.
Did you see the news? Nick Saban was at a high school speaking engagement in Texas. Name, image, likeness came up, and he said Bryce Young already has seven figures in agreements.
Well, you know, I did see that. I was making the rounds. Yeah, I mean, that's going to go a long way in recruiting because you don't have to even you don't have to verify that claim, right? It's just out there.
Right.
And now you're thinking, hey, if I'm a prospect, I can go make $1 million at Alabama. It's interesting.
I'm wondering, you know how Nick is always, Nick doesn't say stuff. He doesn't waste moments on a microphone. Every word, every syllable means something. And I'm wondering what kind of signal he was sending there to recruits. Or if that's what he was doing.
Absolutely, I think that's the case because, you know, if that wasn't the case, you wouldn't want to air out something personal like that for the quarterback. I think that was kind of a heads up that, hey, you might be hearing about some small dollar sponsorship deals elsewhere, but here's the real dollar figures are in the South still, and here's the Alabama number. So, yeah, I was blown away to hear that. I mean, especially because Bryce Young, I mean, yeah, he's definitely a five-star talent and has all the recruiting rankings in the world. But he hasn't started a game yet. So this is not even like a three-year starter that we're talking about, like an experienced star player that has namesake and or name recognition. So, yeah, for a new starter that hasn't played a game to be making that money is crazy. So I wonder if this is the new era we're heading into or if there will be somewhat of a correction where people are, you know, sending all this money to players and they realize it might not have been worth their you know, worth their investment if it was a sponsorship deal or something. Maybe the number scales a little bit off.
ACC Football Media Day start today in Charlotte. And is there anything in particular, it's a two-day event, Brett, you would like to hear from the ACC?
Well, it's funny because SEC Media Days, the SEC, they really own this yearly event. I mean, you almost don't even hear about the other ones.
Right.
You know, the only thing we heard out of Big 12 Media Days was, you know, the horns down reference, that's a penalty. So, yeah, Hoover really runs the show there. With the ACC, I mean, I'll try and tune in, see some interviews. I'm interested to see how UNC looks. They're my surprise pick to those that haven't gotten the book yet. UNC Tar Heels I have in my playoff bracket coming out of the ACC. They're going to be favored in all 12 games. Love their offense. I've spoken with their coordinator, Phil Longo, a couple times, and they have a Heisman candidate quarterback, an NFL caliber line with all five back. They average 6'5", 325. Defense, really, this is where caught my eyes, how the defense is building. Stocking five stars, four stars under Mac Brown's record-setting classes here. So, long story short, I love UNC. I want to see how they show at media days. I know Dabo's already in the headlines about the 12-team playoff, and so were the UNC players. Both Clemson and UNC players were saying outspokenly that they don't like a 12-team playoff. They think it should be a smaller bracket that you have to really earn your spot. And how refreshing is that to hear from really the only people that should matter in this, the actual players, because we've seen the national media go on and on and on about, you know, playoff expansion, and me and you are one of the only voices out there saying, hey, let's hold on to what we have. And then you got the players on our side. So that was kind of vindication. We'll see if they listen to them.
Yeah, I saw that. Dabo saying that the players were not for an extended playoff-type situation, what's being speculated on and what is overwhelmingly likely to pass. It sounds like now. Just here over the next few months. Brett Ciancia with his Pick 6 previews. You can order all of his content. We'll let you know how you can do that. We're talking media days up in Indianapolis. Now, typically, Brett, they have the Big Ten in Chicago. I've done the show from there several times in the past. This year at Lucas Oil. Can't have it in Chicago, so in Indianapolis. And is there anything in particular when that gets started tomorrow that you would like to hear from the Big Ten?
Yeah, well, all eyes will be on Ohio State, but also on Michigan. Jim Harbaugh made a lot of coaching staff changes and moved guys around. Some of these coaches are in spots they haven't coached before. I mean, you have quarterback coaches and line coaches that, you know, it's new positions for them. So interesting staff movement. I'm sure he'll be questioned about that. I'm curious to see how the Big Ten media treats the Indiana story. I love what they pulled off last year, but from a predictive, you know, I'm here predicting the next year. I don't have them finishing first or second in the East. I have Ohio State 1, Penn State 2, and then Indiana. And I almost thought about moving them to fourth, just given the roster talent that Michigan does have still on board. So questions there. We'll see how the Big Ten media poll shakes out. I'm sure you'll have questions for Scott Frost, who might have some hot seat talks happening. I was waiting to see how their new AD hire would go. If they went external, outside the Nebraska family, then I think his hot seat clock might have started. But they went with Trev Alberts, so I think he got a few extra years. A ton of storylines. But, and then you have Greg Schiano out there building off a successful first year in New Jersey. So we'll see how they're all treated up there.
Tell everybody how they can order your college football information.
Yeah, thanks. It's pick6previews.com. It's at pick6previews on Twitter. And, again, it's the 10th annual season preview book that I put together. It's a digital copy. It's all 66 Power 5 teams. And over those first 9 years since I launched, I've been created the most accurate in the country, beating all those on newsstands, all those online. So, and it's the end result. You guys have been listening each week, and you've seen it's like a 7-month process, watching game tapes, spring games, calling coaches, calling coordinators, running my numbers. So a nice balance between numbers and football. And pick6previews.com.
We will see you next week.
Thanks, Bill. Appreciate it.
Brett Ciancia joins us. I have had quite a few of you on Twitter say we ordered and we absolutely enjoy all the content. So good. We appreciate that very, very much. 615-844-5600. I haven't read the context of the Clemson players. I saw where Dabo Swinney said that our players are not for the expanded playoff. I'm wondering what the percentages are. We've only heard from, well, as far as I know, North Carolina, and that was Mack Brown talking about it, saying, we conducted a team-wide poll, and the team is not for a 12-team expansion. Some were for keeping it at four. Most were to expand four to six, to six to eight, whatever. Obviously, we're already at four. But that's what Mack Brown said. Now, here is a quote from Dabo Swinney. Quote, our team isn't for it. They don't want to play more games. And to be honest with you, I don't think there's 12 teams good enough. Which, frankly, and I know Dabo can be very polarizing. I understand. But I'm with him on this. I doubt it's going to matter. I'm not saying this matters at all. But I think he's got a point. Here's another one. And Daniel down there in Florida linked this yesterday. Clemson Tigers Dabo Swinney clarifies name, image, likeness stance after previous comments went viral. Quote, we live in a world now where not everybody does much research. You go into the bathroom, you hear somebody on the phone in the third stall, and that's your source. Just calling it like it is, Sweeney said. And that's the headline. I think people hear what they want to hear. Then, unfortunately, a lot of people write what they want to write to fit the story that they need. And that's just not accurate. I've never had a problem with name, image, and likeness. I think it should have been more. If I'd have been the czar, I'd have done it differently because I don't think everybody's going to have much opportunity with it. Some will, but not everybody will have opportunity. I would have liked to have seen it tied to education and graduation. What I said, whenever that was, I still say, I am against professionalizing college athletes where we get away from the collegiate model and the value of a degree and the value of an education. I've never, ever said I'm against name, image, likeness. I think it's a lot of common sense. So on and so forth. So that's Dabo. Dabo with him there. I guess what he wanted or suggested is, okay, give them these things, but tie it with classroom and progress and graduation and all those things. That's not going to happen. No. Don't worry, players. They're not going to tie it to that. You can keep skipping. Don't worry about it. I got you here. I got you. Top of the hour, Blake Ruffino with us. Later, Ole Miss Evie coming up in hour two. And catch a little later, hour three. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. So far, so good here on 65 at Trinity Lane. Watching traffic volume increase in the normal spots for this time of the morning on 40 East coming through Kingston Springs right now. All the traffic coming in from Dixon County. OHB on that ramp there at I-24 south of town. That appeared to be a very minor accident. Hey, Ripley's Aquarium. PJ Party with the Penguins coming up at the end of the month. Check it out at Ripley's Aquarium of the Smokies.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
I'm Bart Durham. I cut my teeth in the legal profession for 3 years as an assistant United States District Attorney. 10 years as a prosecutor changed my view of the law and how it can be used to make people's lives better. I started my own practice, helping injured people fight insurance companies.
I'm Blair Durham. My dad and I want to help. Give us a call at 615-242-9000.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-806-9554. 800-806-9554. 800-806-9554. That's 800-806-9554.
The real estate market is always tough, but this market, it's unlike anything we've ever seen. When the average home stays on the market just 24 days and houses routinely go for more than the listing price, who you work with matters. Realtors have the expertise, local knowledge, and personal touch to give you a competitive advantage throughout the entire home buying process. And that's something an ordinary agent could never do. So make sure your agent is a Realtor. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors. That's who we are.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on the Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and Eric Almirola upends the NASCAR playoff system by winning at New Hampshire this past weekend. Up next, they've got a couple of weeks off because of the Olympics, but you can still grab all your NASCAR news, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here.
Hi, I'm Eric Almirola, and you are listening to the Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
We are doing video now. Check us out at youtube.com/thefinallap every single weekday right here.
Nobody knows more about college football history than Bill King.
Day three SEC football media days down in Hoover. Nikki is one of them today. Clark Lee is on the list. Vanderbilt. Mike Leach and Jimbo. That's the Wednesday agenda. Thursday, Missouri, Arkansas, and Auburn. And then they're done. That's the end of the media days. I've covered around 30 of them. I don't know the exact number, but somewhere in there. And loved it. No. Enjoyed it. Don't think I want to do it ever again. And if you look at the crowds, now, you could understand. The crowds at the SEC football media, it's not a zoo this year like it's been in the past. Not 2020 because there were no media days anywhere. But prior, 2019 and prior, the SEC football media days event was a zoo. I mean, people everywhere. And you've got less media participation now. This year, you've got less on Radio Row. Now, again, I'm not in touch, so I don't know what's going on. Gator Dave was saying they're limiting that. For example, if you cover a team, maybe you're only allowed to set up on Radio Row the day that you're covering the team and then you have to pack it up. I don't know. I don't know if that's what they're doing or not. I am not in communication with anybody who would know, but that's what he said. He was there. Yeah, Gator Dave was there. No Griff yesterday. I saw Griff. Did you see him? He was all over the place. Saw him on Feinbaum. I saw him. I saw Griff. Griff is a star down there, man. I'm telling you. No. Griff walking down through Radio Row and through all the media there. It's like he's shot. It's like he's the ultimate rock star, Griff. No, I'm saying that to be complimentary. Griff's a rock star down there, man. They love him some Griff down there now. Georgia Dog. Now, this came up the other day. What day is today? Well, I think this came up last week. And he said, Bill, I thought Notre Dame was supposed to be this Christian-based school. Woke is everywhere, Bill. Well, yeah, it is, but it isn't. I got a lot of problems with Notre Dame. Here's one of them. And this is not a new topic, but some are just seeing it. Notre Dame students and faculty outraged by a proposed campus Chick-fil-A. Yeah, that's a thing. They're in a snit up there over a proposed Chick-fil-A. Yeah, the woke side of Notre Dame is sickening. I couldn't say it any more profoundly. And this right here is absolutely sickening, too. So, yeah, you folks know I like Notre Dame, but that doesn't mean it's all-encompassing. Doesn't mean it means I support everything. Sure as hell don't support this. Yeah, there's a lot of woke on that campus, unfortunately, for Notre Dame. Very good point. Yeah, very good point. Rod, a Buckeye in Texas. Bill, I call BS on any college football player, not for the playoffs. More opportunity to make more NIL money. Will the players have better opportunities money-wise going to the playoffs than going to the Potato Bowl, Bill? For the record, I'm 1,000% against name, image, likeness. Jay Cutler's burner account. Bill, did you see where Cosby's second favorite coach, Primetime, berated the reporter for calling him Dion and walked off the Zoom? I wish Jeff in the Borough would do that when you call him Jeff. Yeah, it came up earlier on the show, and I haven't seen any of the video. I've just read about it. Supposedly, it's the SWAC Media Day. They're doing it on Zoom. Somebody calls Dion, and he gets in a snit and says that's disrespectful and walks off. I think, did he mention that would you call Nick Saban Nick? I thought I saw where he said that, but don't hold me to that if that's not true. People call him Nick every day at press conferences, thousands of times. Now, Nick can get in a snit over a lot of things. He's never gotten in a snit over the way he was addressed. Not that I know of now. Maybe somewhere. But not at a press conference where your name is Nick. Hey, audience, from now on, be respectful. Don't call me Bill, okay? You ought to know better than that. I am the leader of this show. I host this show. Don't you dare call me Bill. You'd be going, what? Call me host. Yeah. Have some respect. Put some respect in my name. Call me host. All I saw is just reports on it. I didn't see the actual video. I missed the memo on that one. But am I surprised about Dion? Not really. I mean, I want Dion to do well there. His behavior. It's been odd down there, hadn't it? Gets down there. Was that the spring game press conference? And he says all his stuff got stolen, which apparently it did. That was really weird. And then they said, no, we actually, somebody just relocated all this stuff. And we found it. What? Yeah, I think I'm going to go in here to the office and relocate Dion's stuff. He won't know about it, but it's in his best interest that I take all his stuff and relocate. But no, I'm not trying to steal it. Top of hour two, about 12, 13 minutes out. Blake Ruffino will be with us. Also, Ole Miss Evie. Oh, yeah, that's coming up. Hour two, and then later, catch. Jeff Ketchum, hour three. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. So far, so good here on 65 at Trinity Lane. Watching traffic volume increase in the normal spots for this time of the morning on 40 East coming through Kingston Springs right now. All the traffic coming in from Dixon County. OHB on that ramp there at I-24 south of town. That appeared to be a very minor accident. Hey, Ripley's Aquarium. PJ Party with the Penguins coming up at the end of the month. Check it out at Ripley's Aquarium of the Smokies.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
This is Brett Musburger's Action Update. Simple Green is perfect for making your auto, RV, cycling, boating, and other sporting equipment look like new. Visit them at simplegreen.com.
Baseball: Braves plus 135 on the money line against the Padres. San Diego minus 172, over under 7.5 in game one. In game two, Atlanta minus 105, Padres minus 116, over under 7. The Milwaukee Bucks have won the NBA championship, defeating the Suns in 6 games. Looking ahead to next season, the Brooklyn Nets, the early favorite to win it all at plus 210. The Lakers behind them at plus 450. Assuming the Olympics are still on, starting with the opening ceremonies on Friday, a look at the gymnastics competition. The U.S. women heavy favorites to win gold at minus 650. Russia plus 500 and China plus 600. On the men's side, Russia plus 100, China plus 175, Japan plus 400. For VSIN.com, I'm Trey Westerberg, Nashville Sports Radio.
My buddy James Warren from Sir Speedy of Music City is with us. I was looking for a way a while back to get targeted messages to people who might be interested in listening to our daily show, and so I asked James for a little help. You take it from there.
So what we were able to do is come up with 7,000 names of people in Nashville and their addresses by zip code that are interested in spectator sports, football, baseball, that sort of thing. It was a pretty reasonable price too, wasn't it, George?
Yes, it was. I got the BGA discount.
Yeah, so in other words, twice the normal. This is something that we do for all sorts of folks. We can sort it by zip code, by type of people, age, whatever, to make it get to the people that you want to get to. If you've got a new business, no better way to do it.
Sir Speedy of Music City, phone number 832-9511, or go to SirSpeedyMusicCity.com.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning. Sunshine, highs near 91 today. For tonight, clear skies. Lows will be in the low 70s. Thursday, sunshine, nice day, highs 93. Thursday night, partly cloudy, 72. For Friday, sunshine, highs near 91. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR, my name is Rocky.
Sports Radio
King is the mother 12th data point of college football.
Blake Ruffino, top of the hour. That's every Wednesday. Ole Miss Evie. She's been in Hoover, and Ole Miss had their day on Tuesday. We'll talk to Evie about that. She is excellent, and a little later, Jeff Ketchum from the big bad state of Texas. Catch will be with us. Checking in. Big 12 had their event a week ago in Arlington, Texas. Biggest news out of there was the hook 'em down thing. That's it. Was there any other item or news out of the entire Big 12 that actually made an imprint on you other than the hook 'em thing? The answer is no. 614 Rob up in Ohio, Bill, says Coach Sanders, Dion, needed an excuse to slip away from the Zoom call so he could go to his office and check on all his stuff. That might have been it. Had it taken before. I'll equip a Bob. Bill, why don't we just call you Host William? Yeah, that's more formal. That's more respectful. That's a lot better. Yeah, there's a bunch to get to. If you missed the story, kind of grabbed everybody on Tuesday. Nick Saban was at a Texas high school convention, get-together, whatever it was, and he was speaking. He mentioned with name, image, likeness, Bryce Young's already got seven figures, close to seven figures in agreements. That doesn't mean that's it. That just means that's where he's at right now. It might be a lot more for him. We were talking when all this came up that a couple of players in the past, like a Tua, like a Pretty Boy, who else? Pretty Boy, Tua, Fields, Justin Fields, names like that. What kind of money they could command? Is this real? This is Jay Cutler's burner account. And I guess it's the moment with the Zoom interview. I haven't seen it yet. Yeah, I'll pull it up. I'll tell you what, I can't look at it here, but I'll look at it during the break coming up. Georgia Dog, I believe, is dialed us up this morning. Good morning, sir.
Bill, I think that if there's in the royal family of Prince William, that would be King one day. I think King William would be the name. Because then you could be two friends, King Bill, instead of Bill King.
That's true. I don't think my wife would call me that, but yeah, that's true. That's true.
I was thinking, Bill, about the Bryce Young situation, and God bless him, man. That's great. But I wonder what those things like that are going to do to depth charts. Now, you got a kid, hadn't played a game yet. He's got this big NIL. And you're the next five-star kid sitting in line, and you and your parents know that Bryce Young's going to play. Our common sense would tell you that he is going to play and probably play 2 years. Texas A&M sitting over there with tons of money. They can get you $1 million NIL too. So I'm just curious, in the same situation at Georgia with JT Daniels and then Brock Vandegrift and then Gunnar Stockton, do these five-star kids, are they going to be patient enough to wait 2 years? I just don't know if it's going to have a negative effect on the chalky five as far as the other five-star kids hanging around when you got a kid making that kind of money.
We brought it up earlier, maybe opposite from what you suggested. Let's say you have a new guy come in and he's got some kind of family agreement, you know, a connection, and he signs a bigger deal than the guy already there who's playing.
Yeah.
What's that going to do?
Yeah, I know. It's just kind of like Lewis and Clark. It's a frontier that's just waiting to be discovered, I guess.
I agree. Yeah, it's...
But, Bill, I'm going to get out of here. That was a question I had. And I've been in Newport Richey for 4 days, so I was a little bit behind on everything, trying to catch up. But, you know, had a great time. It was absolutely beautiful down there. We didn't get rain any days. So, but we're back now, and love the show and listening in. With that, we'll just be doggone, Bill.
Georgia Donk, appreciate you checking in this morning. Rod of Buckeye in Texas. Bill, just switch your name around a little bit. Bill King can become King Bill. If you missed it, Dion got mad yesterday at a Zoom conference for the SWAC. I guess it was their media days, and somebody called him Dion, his name. Just like people call Nick, Nick. And apparently he walked off in a snit over this. Man, Dion needs to find better places to put his energy than that. That's your name, right? You have been Dion for, well, as far as any of us have known. Dion, the best corner, cover corner, that ever played on the planet Earth. That's your distinction. And you don't want to be called Dion by somebody in the press? Have we gotten to the point of just pure idiocy in this world? Sounds like it. Blake Ruffino's coming up. That's top of hour two. Moving fast today. Ole Miss Evie's coming up. Also, Omni Nashville Hotel.